In this bulletin, the UK Prime Minister pleads with MPs to back a Brexit deal, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the diplomatic row between Australia and Turkey has eased. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. UK Prime Minister Theresa May says she regrets having to delay Brexit and is urging MPs to decide a Brexit divorce deal for the sake of the public. Comes after the European Council President Donald Tusk agreed to delay in Brexit on condition the British Parliament approves a deal. Mrs May has written to the Council to request a delay until the 30th of June and will need the approval of all other EU members. Britain is currently set to leave the bloc at the end of this month. Mrs May says she's not willing to delay Brexit beyond her new time frame.
So far, Parliament has done everything possible to avoid making a choice. Motion after motion and amendment after amendment has been tabled without Parliament ever deciding what it wants. All MPs have been willing to say is what they do not want. I passionately hope MPs will find a way to back the deal I've negotiated with the EU.
United States President Donald Trump has declared IS is just hours away from defeat in Syria, taking credit for the terrorist group's reported downfall. During a visit to an Ohio manufacturing plant, President Trump held up a pair of maps to indicate the dramatic reduction of the group's presence in Syria since his election. Mr. Trump claims IS is no longer has any territory in Syria.
The caliphate is gone as of tonight. Pretty good. That's pretty good, right? We took over a mess. We took over a mess with North Korea. We took over a mess in the Middle East. We took over a lot of bad things were happening.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a diplomatic row between Australia and Turkey has eased after the President's office claimed he was taken out of context. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan used a political rally to warn Australians with anti-Muslim views would be sent home in coffins like their grandfathers. Mr. Morrison labelled the comments highly offensive and he says he's pleased with a response from Turkey.
This is a matter that I'm confident we'll be able to resolve and be able to work through in the best interests of the wonderful relationship we've had with Turkey over a long period of time. So we're making progress.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has called for a global fight against racist far-right ideology following last week's deadly attack on two mosques in Christchurch. In one of her first interviews since then, she's told the BBC that she rejects the idea that a rise in immigration is fueling racism.
What New Zealand experienced here was violence brought against us by someone who grew up and learnt their ideology somewhere else. So actually, if we want to make sure that globally we are a safe and tolerant and inclusive world, we cannot think about this in terms of boundaries. And that's the kind of leadership I think we need.
Bangladesh's foreign ministry has advised Bangladeshi nationals living in Australia to be vigilant in the wake of the Christchurch terror attacks. In a statement released this week, the foreign ministry cited the alleged gunman and Senator Fraser Anning as evidence that Australia was not safe for Muslims and immigrants. Hours after the shocking attacks, the Senator Anning released a statement which linked Muslim migration to the shootings, which left 50 people dead. In tennis, Australian tennis star Samantha Stosur has progressed to the second round of the Miami Open. Stosur triumphed over Russian Evgenia Rodina in just over 90 minutes. The world number 78 will face American Madison Keys in the second round. Meanwhile, Australian Bernard Tomic will head straight into a match with Novak Djokovic after Thomas Berdych pulled out of their first round clash at the Open. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. In Perth, a possible afternoon shower, 32. It's sunny in Adelaide and 30, cloudy in Melbourne, 25, 20 in Hobart with possible drizzle, a shower or two for Canberra, 27, much the same for Wollongong, 24. In Sydney, a shower or two, 26. In Newcastle, much the same, 27. Shower also with a possible storm for Brisbane, 31. Rain at times in Cairns and 28. And in Darwin, a possible shower or storm, a top of 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.